'Tis the season for talking mosquito bites, and with us today to do just that is Heidi Olson Fitzgerald, a physician assistant at Sanford Health. Heidi, welcome to KFGO Radio.
Thanks, Amy and JJ. Good to be with you today.
Okay, so let's talk about, are you on a speakerphone? Do you mind picking up the receiver if you are? Sorry, some housekeeping notes here.
Alrighty. Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yeah.
Much better.
That is better. Thank you.
And we know
so
that
much.
A lot of people are really listening and leaning into their radio right now because it is mosquito season, and bites have been nasty this year, it seems like.
Yeah, well, it's a combination of, you know, we've had this warm weather and a lot of moisture and kind of the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. And this year is kind of an exceptional year. The typical small little mosquito bites that people get, we've got more people that are getting a more severe reaction, larger welts, and a lot of other sequelae that go with it. So it's a hot topic right now.
Okay, so tell us, are people allergic to mosquito bites? What is actually happening when some people can get just like what looks like a little white bite and then it goes away, and then other people are getting these huge welts?
Well, here's what's happening. There are certain people in the population that are at higher risk for having a reaction to the protein that a mosquito puts into your body. So what happens when a mosquito bites you is it's always the female mosquitoes, no judgment there, but they are the ones that they harvest blood for their eggs, but when they do that, they also instill a protein into your skin, and that protein is what we react to. A typical mosquito bite is only about a quarter of an inch, but some people have this sensitivity to that protein, so it is like a local allergic reaction. The big ones that get huge and red and warm and actually blister and sometimes bruise are part of what is called Skeeter syndrome. There truly is a Skeeter syndrome. This was worked up probably about 20 years ago in 1999 and finding that we're seeing more and more of this. And I think it has to do with the type of mosquito and then the severity of the reaction.
Okay, mosquito bite blisters.
Yeah.
Those are the people that actually have this Skeeter syndrome. What do they, what's the treatment for a mosquito blister?
Okay, so the mosquito blister, what we do with that is we want to try to dry it and we want to try to decrease the inflammatory response that your body is producing. So oral antihistamines, we think about Benadryl, the generic name is diphenhydramine, trade name Zyrtec or Claritin are other antihistamines to use that don't make people quite so sedated. But those are things to take orally and it decreases your body's response. Topically, or what do you put on it? Hydrocortisone cream is one of the best ones. It'll decrease the itching and the inflammation. Also, calamine tends to dry. One of the really important things is right after you get a bite or as it starts to swell is put something cold on it. Avoid hot showers, things like that. If you put something cold on it, that's going to help to knock down that response too. With this Skeeter syndrome, you're exactly right. Instead of just getting a small little welt, people are getting warmth, tenderness, swelling, and actually sometimes getting some blistering and bruising. There's very little risk that it's going to progress on to a reaction like what we see like with bee stings, but certainly very uncomfortable, lasts for 3 to 5 days. Some people are getting symptoms that last up to a week.
I have mosquito bites that just linger. JJ, that one's still on my neck, I think.
Yep, I can still see it.
I got it Saturday.
Okay.
And I still have a huge red spot, and I didn't touch it. I don't itch it. I try to not even.
She's been wearing like hot pads, and I want to put a cone around her neck like a dog sometimes just to make sure she doesn't scratch at it more.
No, I've not okay. touched it.
Here's what I think you need to do. You need to go on an antihistamine every day. So every single day, what that does is it knocks down the histamines that get produced by your immune system, which cause all that redness and inflammation. Topically, something cold, a little bit of hydrocortisone cream, probably about 3 times a day, it will resolve. Try really hard not to itch it. If you just can't stand it, put something cold on it or a little pressure on it, something where you just put a little pressure directly on it, but don't scratch it because that's what we don't want people to do. Then they get secondary infections, and infections on the skin just make it longer to resolve.
Any reason why you should worry about a mosquito bite?
Yes, good question. So one that lasts more than 5 to 7 days, that there's drainage that comes from it. You're running a fever, and I mean a fever, like 100 and higher. And if it changes or evolves, because usually, you know, you'll get it, they'll get bigger, bigger, and then they start to go down. They start to get bigger again, or you start to feel fever, chills, really run down. That tells me that your immune system is taxed and something else is going on. The next thing is if you do have problems with your breathing or swelling around your mouth, lips, those kind of things, you got to get in right away.
Heidi, this is a weird question, but are there any communicable diseases you can get from mosquito bites? I know with ticks, we're talking about Lyme's disease. So what about skeeters?
So with skeeters, we worry about things like malaria, which we don't have a lot of here. But remember when we had kind of a lot of talk about Zika virus, and we talk about things like encephalitis and meningitis and dengue fever, yellow fever. So, yeah, there's lots of things, and West Nile being the most common one that we hear a lot about. So that's why it is really important to protect yourself, too, and try to avoid these mosquito bites. People that tend to be a little bit more prone to getting these are kids. Men a little bit more prone than women, but pregnant women tend to attract mosquitoes. There's some studies that say different things like type O blood, people who have recently had beer to drink, people who have eaten bananas. I don't know if that's really substantiated, but exercise. I mean, exercise, we all want to be getting out and exercising, but the more CO2 that we produce and the more warm our bodies are, the more we attract mosquitoes. So those are kind of things to just be aware of and protect yourself with things like light-colored clothes rather than dark-colored clothes, because dark-colored clothes tend to make our bodies warmer. The loose light-colored clothes, DEET is probably our best insect repellent. We can use it on kids greater than 2 months of age. We should keep the concentration down to about 10 to 20%. But for you and I, adults, 30% to 40%. Once you get above 40% DEET, you're not getting any additional benefit. There's another one called Picardin, which is about the same dosages of DEET. That also helps, too. Citronella has some studies that show that that tends to help, too, along with oil of lemon eucalyptus seems to help, too. One of the misnomers that people have is wearing those things like a bracelet or something you clip on your belt. They don't work. They don't work. Clothing that is treated with permethrin does make a difference. It has to be treated and then it sits for about a week or so before you wear it, but it lasts for about 3 to 4 weeks. That's something that really does help too.
Heidi, is there any correlation with people who are more sensitive to, you know, bee stings, things like that, and being sensitive to bites other than mosquitoes? So, for example, would you say a mosquito bite and a bee sting are closer than, let's say, a horsefly bite and a mosquito bite?
I would tell you that I think a mosquito bite and a horsefly bite are much more closely associated. Spider bites, beetle bites, things like that. The hornets and bees and that type of insect that falls into a classification called Hemoptera, they are much, much more severe. Those are the ones that I worry about, somebody having difficulty breathing and a more severe reaction, hives. Those are the people I want in the ER right away if they're not responding. The other type of bite, we tend to be able to handle on an outpatient basis with the topical hydrocortisone, something cool on it, antihistamines. Usually they fall into a lower level of reaction.
Oh, man.
Okay, do you subscribe to any of the afterbite stuff? And I know that's actually the name of one of the products, but all of these products that say after you get a bite, this is what you should use?
You know, I do think some of them work. And I think most of them are focused on decreasing inflammation. Years ago, there was a product that had witch hazel in it, which basically kind of pulls the extra fluid and edema or swelling out of tissues. I do think that they help, but you use them and they don't work or they make it worse, you got to stop and have it looked at.
Okay.
All about mosquito bites.
Yeah.
You must be, this seems real fresh in your brain
right now,
Heidi.
Well, it is very fresh in my brain. So, you know, in medicine, we try to keep up on things. And so I just actually 3 weeks ago had gotten a update from medical letter about what works, what doesn't work, and how do you kind of guide patients. So when I was asked, would you talk to JJ and Amy? I said, by all means, I will. Because this is such a hot topic right now.
And, it is.
And we're, you know, it's hot weather, and we have all these products on the over-the-counter. You know, and one of the big things right now is the things that you wear on your body, and then a combination of sunscreen and insect repellent. And they do not work. You've got to have them separate. You've got to put your sunscreen on, wait until it completely dries, and then put on your insect repellent. Mm. Otherwise, neither one is going to work well for you.
Yeah, I've seen all of those bracelets or stickers you put on that are supposed to repel mosquitoes. Have you I'm sure you've seen those too.
Yep, I have. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of marketing, but they are a wallet biopsy. They're just going to take your money and they're not going to work.
Okay. Mm. Good advice.
Heidi, I'm inviting you to every camp out and picnic I'm having for the rest of time because it sounds like you're prepared and you got the skills.
Well, I'm bringing my first aid kit and all the rest of my supplies. You just let me know when you're ready to go.
Perfect. Heidi Olson Fitzgerald is a physician assistant at Sanford Health. Thanks so much for your time, Heidi. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFTO. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Bethany Retirement Living. We're also going to talk to Bill Werner from Minnesota News Network. We're awaiting that Governor Walz press conference at 2 o'clock to let us know what he has planned for school reopening. Taking a look at Wall Street, the S&P is down 10, the Dow is down 199, and the NASDAQ is up 54. That is the only green on Wall Street at this hour. Sarah Heinrich is out and about with another report for you here on KFGO.
And Randy Greenick joins us, Barnes County Extension agent with NDSU.